Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman. And we just got back from Thanksgiving break. So, Pat, how was your Thanksgiving break?
Trent, it was great. It was good to spend time with family, good to be able to just see everybody, spend time, and kind of get a break from school a little bit. Not having any homework was kind of nice, but back into the swing of things for a week of classes, and then finals week, and then I'm back home. We're back home for basically a month, which is fantastic. I know you enjoy it, being able to see your girlfriend more often, being 3 hours away. It's always hard for you. So it'll be it's much needed. This semester's been long. It's been tough. Long soccer season, long schedule. So getting that month break is definitely what I need. And just overall, just a break is needed. What about you, Trent?
Yeah, no, it was nice to be home and just spend time with my family a little bit. I spent time with my girlfriend. And just, I had homework I had to do, but I really only worked on it a little bit because I needed a break from school. It's just been school. And now the next 2 weeks before break, finals week won't be as bad, but this next week will definitely be tough. So I'm going to, after this, actually going to go start doing more homework that I have to do. So I'm ready for the semester to be over. I definitely need a long break.
Understandable. But there were two games over Thanksgiving break. The women playing on Tuesday night and the men playing on Wednesday night. Trent actually went to the men's game. So we're going to start with the women's since neither one of us were at that game. But that was a home game as they did play host to Heidelberg University on Tuesday, November 26th.
An early 7-0 run from the student princes had the Beavers digging out of an early hole, an offensive spark highlighted by a layup from Brianna Gillig. From an assist from TJ Mills, cut the Beaver deficit to just 2 with 2:47 left in the quarter. Buckets from Kylie Brock and Nora Heminger left Bluffton with a 17-14 lead at the end of the first quarter.
Heidelberg's Bailey Walter and Hannah Kilps gave the visitors a 22-19 lead early in the second quarter. A triple from freshman Ella Zabarowski knotted the score at 24-24, but Bluffton went into the half down 31-30.
A 6-1 run for Heidelberg put them up by 6 with 6 minutes at the 6-minute mark before back-to-back triples from freshman Sammy Shardo tied it back up at 37 apiece. Heidelberg outscored Bluffton 8-4 late in the third to take a 45-41 lead going into the final quarter.
3 Gillig freebies and a layup gave the Beavers a 46-45 lead within the first minute. 2 foul shots from the student princes Walter made it 56-53 Heidelberg, but another Shardo triple and a Gillig 2 in the paint quickly put the Beavers back up 58-56. An intentional foul sent Gillig back to the stripe as the Beavers nailed down the 70-65 victory to remain undefeated.
Leading the Beaver offense was Gillig, who just missed her third career double-double, putting up 22 points and pulling down 9 rebounds. Mills and Shardo chipped in with 14 and 9 points, respectively. And Heminger and Mills ripped down 7 rebounds apiece.
Bluffton shot 22 of 60 from the field, which is about a 36.7% shooting percentage, including 4 of 20% from the three-point line. Heidelberg hit 26 of 73, 35.6% from the field, and only 2 of 7, 11.8% from the three-point line. Both teams were solid at the line as the Beavers went 22 of 31, shooting 71%, and the student princes 11 of 15, 73.3%. Heidelberg forced 2 more turnovers, 13-11, but Bluffton picked up 2 more fast break points, 6-4. Both teams put up 34 points in the paint, and the back and forth pre-Thanksgiving special had all the trimmings as the lead changed hands 11 times before the home team put it away.
The women will be back in action this Wednesday, December 4th, when they head south to Mount St. Joseph for the kickoff of Heartland Conference play. Tip-off is slated for 7:30.
This women's team is kind of working on all ends of the court, playing in a lot of tough games here in the early start, which is only going to prepare them more for once conference play hits, as it does start on Wednesday. And going in undefeated into conference is always a very good thing, a good record to have. But It's a clean slate, 0-0 in the conference, which is where it really matters. So we wish the women good luck as they head down to Mount St. Joe on Wednesday. It should be an exciting game, and hopefully they can pull out another win and remain undefeated.
Yeah, and I remember when Kylie and TJ were in here, they talked about how one of their things they're working on this season is to just show everyone in the conference that where they were put preseason is not the team that they are and that they deserve to be up higher. And I feel like right now they've been showing that, and they're on a hot streak, so I'm excited to see how they continue to play.
Yeah, they definitely didn't like where they were ranked preseason, and they don't like being doubted, but you know what? The underdog seems to do pretty well. So hopefully they can pull out a couple of wins before Christmas break. Obviously, they'll play during Christmas break, so Trent and I won't really have that action, but Trent and I will have action on Wednesday as the men team does play at home when they welcome Mount St. Joe as well. But to go into the game on Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday matchup against Hiram College. Three Beavers notched double figures in the scoring column, which helped propel them to a 76-61 victory over the Terriers. Bluffton improved to 3-2 overall, while Hiram fell to 2-4 on the year.
The offenses struggled with missed shots and flurries of turnovers to start the game before the Beavers would get things together when Aaron Rich hit from close to make it 5-4, giving the Beavers their first lead of the game. The action was back and forth until there was 2:15 left in the contest when Desmond Brown would knock down a jumper to make the score 70-55 as the Beavers opened their largest lead of the game and route to the 76-61 victory.
After a slow start for both teams, they both get back on track and fast. And Terriers notched the first bucket of the game when Tyler McKillen knocked down an early jumper to make it 2-0 in favor of the home team with 19:09 left in the first half. Despite this slow start, Bluffton would get back on track and take their largest lead of the first half when Jared Kennard would lay one in to make it 24-12 with 8:47 remaining in the first half. Hiram would not back down, coming all the way back to tie it at 33 apiece heading into the break.
Despite frittering away the first half lead, Bluffton scored the first two baskets out of the half to make it 38-33 in favor of the visitors less than a minute in. Terriers would not go away, though, taking the lead back from the Beavers for the first time since early in the game when Jalen Kirksey dropped one to make it 48-47 Hiram with just over 13 minutes to go. Bluffton would take the lead right back when Rich got to the rack to make it 49-48 with 12:17 left, igniting a 26-9 jag that sealed Bluffton's third win of the season.
Andrew Renner led the way for Bluffton with 24 points on 7-16 shooting from the field. He also pulled down 4 rebounds. Rich came in behind, chipping in 19 of his own on a red-hot 9-13 shooting, and he pulled away a team-high 8 rebounds in the win. Jameel Cosby would join the double-digit point club with 12 points as well, hitting both of his triples. Carter Kennard also pulled down a career-high 8 rebounds for the victors.
Bluffton hit 29 of 68, about 43% from the field, including 5 of 13, about 39% from beyond the arc. Hiram would turn the ball over 12 times compared to Bluffton's 10. The Beavers dominated in the key, putting up 42 points in the paint compared to just 16 for the home Terriers.
And like I said earlier, Bluffton will be home this upcoming Wednesday, December 4th, when they welcome Mount St. Joseph for the Heartland Conference opener at 7:30 in the Sommer Center. Be there. Trent and I will be having the play-by-play action. If you are not able to be there, go ahead and either listen to us on 96.1 The Wit, or go ahead and pull up that live stream as we will also be commentating on there. Pretty exciting times. Trent was there, so he can give you a little more information on exactly what happened throughout that game. Obviously, huge for the Beavers, end up coming out with a 15-point win, but it sounds like for most of the game it was pretty close. So Trent, go ahead and kind of give us your perspective on things.
Yeah, so Hiram is actually about 15 minutes away from my house, so I had gotten back, and then all day Wednesday I was just kind of sitting around. I went and I visited Taylor, and then I talked to my dad, and he's like, yeah, I'll go. And they had never been to a college game, so it was cool for them. But yeah, throughout the first couple minutes, it was really ugly. Every shot that was put up, just nothing would fall. We had a couple go in and out. I know Dez hit, shot a three, and it literally went halfway in, and then it bounced right back out. And I was like, never seen that before. I don't know how that happened. But, yeah, it was just kind of ugly. And then they both they all settled down a little bit, and it was back and forth, back and forth. And then the Beavers just took off, and they were up by 14, I believe, 1 point in the first half. And then their lead just, they struggled again. They struggled hitting from the field. They would lay it up. They just couldn't get it. They'd get their own rebounds. They'd miss it again. And then Terriers would be right back at it. But, yeah, it was back and forth, back and forth. Kind of ugly, too. The officiating, I called Pat in the middle of the game. The officiating wasn't the greatest. But towards the end there, I was getting a little nervous when I called Pat because they were only up by, like, two or something when I called him. And then as soon as I got back in the gym, they just took off on that 26-9 run. And from there, it was like everything they were shooting was going in. So they found a rhythm. But it was just all around kind of ugly. Hiram didn't like shooting the ball outside. They wanted to drive everything in. And we kind of passed it around, and we'd find that open shot, and it just wouldn't fall.
Yeah, you kind of see that. Just, you know, first couple of games of the season, you're seeing teams kind of try and figure out, you know, what's going to be the type of style that they're going to play. Who can they come and rely on for big shots? You know, the Beavers have Andrew Renner, Jameel Cosby, Desmond Browns, Aaron Rich, Isaiah Taylor. You know, in the home game, we kind of heard everything kind of play through him. Didn't sound like he had a little bit of a quieter game in this game. So with this Beaver team, you can see really scoring. You're going to have the scoring from Andrew Renner. But, you know, like he said when we interviewed him, is that he doesn't feel like he has to score that amount for them to win. He feels like at any day, Aaron Rich could have a fantastic game, as well as Desmond Brown, Jameel Cosby, Isaiah Taylor. And you're getting good production from the two Kennard brothers, Jared and Carter. Both are, you know, bringing productive minutes, whether that's just rebounding defensively. Scoring's not there just yet. Hopefully when Ronnie James gets back, as well as once Brevin dies back, they'll kind of have a little more bench, be able to have, you know, nine, as well as, you know, Zeddy Pollock comes off the bench a little bit. Play 9-10 guys, just give us a little more depth going into conference. But overall, I like this Beaver team. I really like just overall the way that they compete, the way that they play defense. And, you know, the scoring comes a lot of times off of turnovers that they create on the defensive end.
Yeah, and I know in that recap we had for you, it didn't really talk much about this guy, but number 50, A.J. Kennedy, he got in for a little bit. Hiram was bigger. They were all tall. They're all pretty thick, muscular guys. And A.J., he's kind of a big guy. At first I thought he was on the football team when he first got here because I didn't know him. He's an incoming freshman. But he got out there, and he was playing really well down in the post, had some really beautiful post moves that he was putting up, and he was a force down there on defense. He wasn't blocking a lot, but he was making it hard for the Terriers to get their shots off, and that he really came in and helped Isaiah out a little bit. That's why I don't think Isaiah had as big of a game, because Isaiah was not as big as these guys. But Isaiah still played really well, as so did the Kennard brothers, as Pat said. But just a lot of it was just Hiram was big. They were big. They were not bullies, but they're kind of bullies.
Yeah, you're going to see that with some teams where, you know, they just, their guard play might not be there as much, but they just got, you know, some big guys that can really just go and get position in the paint. And like you said, that it didn't look like they looked to shoot a lot from the outside, more looked like they wanted to go inside. And that kind of speaks to how their team probably was. A lot of bigger guys, a lot of taller guys.
Yeah, when they were warming up, their whole team was dunking, like all of them. And the backboard was just shaking. I was like, oh, they're going to pull this thing down. But, yeah, they were big, and they wanted to get inside and force it that way.
Yeah, so overall, you know, great team win to end up coming out with a 15-point win, heading into conference play. Gives them a winning record going into conference play, as well as just a little bit of confidence coming off of Thanksgiving break. Get a couple of days of practices in on Monday and Tuesday, and a home game on Wednesday, which Trent and I will be there to call, 7:30 p.m. at the Sommer Center, Mount St. Joseph. will be coming to visit the Beavers. Men's basketball, women's basketball will be going down to Mount St. Joseph. Exciting times, and I can't wait for the conference season and slate to go ahead and get started. But yeah. I think that's all.
Yeah. That wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play The Wit 961 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beaver.